My name is Michaela Yanni. I am a writer, poet, adventurer, environmental advocate, and full-time daydreamer. And I am one of the members of the Sierra Youth Executive Committee and one of the voices behind the 10 Minutes to Change podcast, and also one of the hands behind the 10 Minutes to Change Instagram. I love interacting with our community over our stories and through our posts. So today I'm going to kick off our vulnerability sessions by talking about vulnerability. So last night I was listening to the Unlocking Us podcast, which is a podcast by Brené Brown on Spotify. And if you're unfamiliar with Brené, she is a researcher, storyteller, author, writer, mother, and wife. And on a recent episode with Elizabeth Lesser on the power of women's stories, they dive deep into Lesser's new book that came out in September of 2020 called Cassandra Speaks, When Women Are the Storytellers, the Human Story Changes. So before I continue, I'm going to read directly from the HarperCollins website underneath the About the Book section to give a little bit of background on what the book is about. Elizabeth Lesser believes that if women's voices had been equally heard and respected throughout history, humankind would have followed different hero myths and guiding stories, stories that value caretaking, champion compassion, and elevate communication over vengeance and violence. Cassandra Speaks is about the stories we tell and how those stories become the culture. It's about the stories we still blindly cling to and the ones that cling to us. The origin tales, the guiding myths, the religious parables, the literature and films and fairy tales passed down through the centuries about women and men, power and war, sex and love, and the values we live by. Stories written mostly by men, with lessons and laws for all of humanity. We have outgrown so many of them, and still they endure. This book is about what happens when women are the storytellers too. When we speak from our authentic voices, when we flex our values, when we become protagonists in the tales we tell about what it means to be human. Lesser argues that change in the culture starts with inner change, and that no one, woman or man, is immune to the corrupting influence of power. She provides inner tools to help us be both strong-willed and kind-hearted. Cassandra Speaks is a beautifully balanced synthesis of storytelling, memoir, and cultural observation. So, I haven't actually read this book yet. I definitely intend to, but I have read others that discuss similar themes around women in storytelling, most notably Women Who Run with the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, who is an award-winning poet, Jungian psychoanalyst, post-trauma recovery specialist, and cantadora. In Women Who Run with the Wolves, Estes delves deep into the myths, fairy tales, and stories to uncover and retrieve the instinctual nature of women and powerful force that a wild woman holds, which is our creativity, our love, our fierceness, and our passion. So I realized many similarities between the experiences of what I read in Women Who Run with the Wolves and what I heard on the podcast last night, spoken from the lips of two of the most powerful women within the vulnerability movement. And so I wanted to bring all of these thoughts to the 10 Minutes to Change platform and discuss these topics in conjunction to women within the sustainability movement. So here I am, and I hope you enjoy this conversation. So one of my key takeaways from the episode was having both Elizabeth and Brené, two well-known researchers within the vulnerability movement, as I mentioned, continue to justify out loud the truths that I already hold very close to my heart, starting with honestly, everything that is completely wrong in regard to what we were taught about the human experience. So let's jump in. I think we all know that violence is not the answer. So then why is war used as a conflict resolution technique amongst nations? I think we can all recognize that women, anyone who connects with the divine feminine, or those who don't adhere to the patriarchy are just as worthy of respect and dignity as any man. So then why are we still treated as less than? Well, in regard to woman's position and the perception of woman within society, Lesser jumps into explaining that throughout history, women were not the storytellers. They were the ones who men wrote stories about, but some of the most prominent stories throughout history that have been written about women, such as the story of Eve in the Garden of Eden or Pandora's Box, they painted women as heretics, too curious, too sexual, and too wild. Women were seen as sinners while men were painted as heroes. So how does this play out today? Well, I don't know about you, but ever since I was young, I have been obsessed with stories. I remember reading as a child about fairies living in enchanted forests, young witches learning and mastering magic, a child running off to save the sower of tales. But I also learned of the stories in the Bible, of Eve and her curiosity in the Garden of Eden that led to evil. Stories of both good and bad are ingrained into my DNA, passed down through my bloodline over generations. I am someone's daughter, someone's granddaughter, someone's sister, someone's lover, and someone's friend. I may notice the stories of empowered women throughout history that play out amongst the people that I surround myself with, but I also notice evil. I see society clinging blindly, as Elizabeth Lesser writes, to the origin tales of women as less than our male counterparts, and I will not stand for it. I will rewrite my own story and the stories of all women everywhere. I will start a new era of my bloodline so that the women who come into this world long after me know that they are worthy of everything that this world has to offer and more, that their voices matter, that they are just as powerful as any man, as any person, if they choose to lead with vulnerability and authenticity and authority over their own lives and their own choices. This is not about power over or power under. This is not about power to or power for. This is about the instinctual nature of women, the instinctual nature of all people. I know you feel it, dear listener, as I speak. The butterflies stirring in the pit of your belly, I feel it too. Let's transcend old stories and old myths and old ideologies that no longer serve this new generation of thinkers and give life to the vulnerable, the daring, the creative, the powerful, and wild force within you and within all of us. Let it consume you. Brené notes on this episode that in her research, she has discovered that women are the first to tell her that they reject the word power, but also state that their experiences of powerlessness are the most injurious and dangerous force in their lives. I personally have had many experiences like this, often at the whim of a male figure, where I felt at a loss of power, at a loss of control. Why did I reject my own power? Lesser explains that I, and other women alike, may have rejected my own power because women don't want power in the same ways that men do. I want trust, mutual understanding, acceptance, vulnerability, appropriate conflict resolution, kindness, genuine connection, and under trauma and stress and anxiety, under all of these feelings that we as society deem unworthy of our attention, I want someone to reach out and hold space for me. I don't want to fight or flight. And woman researcher and professor at UCLA, Shelley Taylor, did research on women and female animals and discovered that under stress, women tend to tend and befriend, which is her coined phrase and something that I wholeheartedly agree with. I want to note that Lester mentions that she has known women who do not agree with this sentiment, that not all women have a tend and befriend nature, and that is okay. But if we can stay vulnerable and stay kind, then that's all that matters. As Lester notes, this is not a race for more power. The world is on fire, and we have to change the way that we do power, starting with vulnerability. There are so many more lessons that could be taken away from that episode, but I'm going to stop there and lead into what does this all mean for women in the sustainability movement? I truly believe that women hold all the secrets to our own power within us, but throughout time, our instinctual way of being has been suppressed and dismissed, so much so that we have forgotten. So let's say that it's a process of remembering. I would be amiss if I didn't acknowledge that that saying is not my own and belongs to writer and botanist Robin Wall Kimmerer, author of one of my all-time favorite books, Braiding Sweetgrass. So, a process of remembering. This means sitting with this information, not letting it pass you by or putting it in a box for later, questioning the stories that we have been told, questioning the nature of society and the nature of the human experience and the nature of reality. And then when all of that is said and done, beginning to question the systems that we so deeply dig ourselves into that are at the root of the sustainability crisis. Women have thoughts and we have voices and we have power in our own way and can lead just the same as anyone else can. But I think that what sets us apart from any other being is the ability for some of us to practice such deep empathy and vulnerability, to go inward, to be self-reflective, to share our feelings and to tend and befriend when things go up in flames. This is what the sustainability movement needs more of. This is the story that I want to be a part of. Only if we choose to remember and listen. And this is lifelong work. I hope that some of my words resonated with you today. If this interests you, I would check out the full episode on Spotify on Brené Brown's Unlocking Us podcast. If you're interested, give Women Who Run With the Wolves a read and Braiding Sweetgrass. I'm going to start on Cassandra Speaks very soon, and maybe I'll report back with more to say later. Until then, I hope that you stay vulnerable. I hope that you stay loving and gracious and kind. I truly believe that the sustainability movement needs more people who are willing to get vulnerable, and I hope that I've inspired you in today's vulnerability sessions to lead more with your heart in future. If you want to hear more from me, you can check out my website at michaeliani.com or michaeliani on Instagram, and that is all for me. This is Michaela signing off. Bye, everyone.